Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Roger Montgomery, Alan painted a very dire picture of the future there, didn't he?
I'll tell you what, people getting their homes taken off them and having it replaced with a toilet, you know, it's just...
But there's only one thing. There are bigger cities than Sydney and Melbourne and all that type of thing around the world. They seem to cope. I've lived in cities that have 12 million people in them.
The problem is whether or not the infrastructure's in place, whether it was built to cope.
Very good point.
And if it was built by any of the people who built our toll roads, it wouldn't have been built for many more people.
Well, that's probably true. So that's a very good observation. Now, listen, let's go to the stock market. Let's go to the very topsy-turvy. You and I have been worried about the market for a few weeks, as you know, because we've said it's had a pretty good run. Many of the stocks look a bit tired, a bit, you know, they just have had good runs.
Well, what I said was that we couldn't find a lot of quality that was cheap.
All right. I've got another thing as well, and that is that sometimes managers of companies, big companies, when they've got cash, they can't find quality that's cheap either.
Yes.
And that's a problem. That's a bigger problem.
It's a huge problem, particularly in resource companies. And what we're seeing is a push from a lot of fund managers at the moment, who actually are pushing the directors and the boards of resource companies to pay out the cash that they're building up as a dividend.
So you're saying the mining companies don't pay much in dividends.
No, well, that's right. You look at their yields and, you know, they're 2%, 3% at the most. And BHP is a classic example of that. And what shareholders have been constantly told is, we're going to put money into this particular project. It's a 5, 7, 10 year project. When that project gets running, then we'll throw off a lot of cash and then we'll pay out the dividends.
But hang on, but they've been saying that for about 35 years.
Exactly. And they're saying it again. And so you've got Woodside and Rio and BHP and they're all plowing the money back into projects. It's very, very hard.
But don't they do that because they say, we think that project there, that mining project there, will return a greater return on your shareholders' capital?
No, well, I think there's another reason.
If we give you the cash.
Yeah, well, I think there's a different reason. Well, historically, that hasn't been true. And in fact, the returns over the last 6 or 7 years from BHP, for example, on their additional equity that they've got, it hasn't increased. In fact, it's declined. And so what's been happening is it's a very difficult, because you're in the resource space, you've got to try and predict commodity prices. It's very, very hard to actually value a project and know what you're going to get. And so you're really spinning the roulette wheel and hoping that it lands on black.
So you're saying that what the mining companies have done to their shareholders over a long time, the big ones, is rather than taking some of their chips when they've been winning and putting them aside or giving them to the shareholders, they've simply kept piling their chips back onto the table.
Yeah, doubling
and
up.
Taking the punt that they can continue
get bigger and bigger. Because in the absence of certainty, and there's a lot of uncertainty in this space, particularly for me as a value investor, you know, I find it very difficult to value resource companies. So the boards must find it very difficult to value their projects. So in the absence of certainty, what they do is they say, well, look, what's the legacy I can leave? What's the best I can do? Well, no one built a great big company by handing the money back to shareholders. So let's hang on to it. And that's what's going on here. And
so
I think it's a fundamental...
So do you think that fund managers such as yourself and others will create something of a revolution to try and encourage those big miners to pay greater dividends to their shareholders?
No, I'm one of the fund managers that's actually saying that I don't think that they'll be able to. I'm one of the fund managers who thinks they won't actually be able to come back. They won't be able to come back and change their spots. They will continue to try and build lasting legacies and edifices to their name, and they'll continue to build bigger companies. So there's a push on at the moment amongst my peers to get more dividends out of these resource companies. But I think we're pushing upstream. You know, it's really, really difficult.
Pushing that sewage uphill that we heard about a little bit earlier on. I tell you what, Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management and also from Scaffold, range of different things, with us in the studio. Give us a call, 131873, if you've got any stocks you want to talk about. I know a couple of people want to talk about Linus Corporation. 131873. Roger, somebody did call us, left us a note saying they wanted us to talk about Linus Corporation.
Sure.
Now, Linus Corporation is a miner of rare earths.
Which aren't that rare. But, so what's happened is there was an announcement today that the courts in Malaysia have rejected an application by some protesters to stop a rare earths mine in that country. And there's been a lot of problems getting this mine up and running. They've now got a temporary license to actually operate this particular mine, or to at least get it to a stage where it's operational and start building. But the problem with this is the very time that they've got this rare earths mine up and going, the Chinese economy is starting to slow down. And so sentiment towards this particular sector is on the nose. You know, so at the very time that they finally got it running, sentiment towards it's actually negative. And in fact, I doubt even if they get it up and running and they get it operational, that the share price will go as high as it once did on the speculation that they might get it going. And that's the problem with these resource companies. You often find these resource companies that they tend to go up on speculation of success. When they actually get the runs on the board and they start making money, you can value them a little bit more logically and a bit more rationally, and you find that they don't become as successful as they were just on the speculative fervour.
Now, we should actually tell people that this is the world's largest rare earths processing facility in Malaysia. Now, China produces most of these so-called rare earths that are used in silicon chips, and a range of different things they use them for.
And China actually controls the price of these products because they can produce a lot more than they need. And it's in their interest now to see prices lower. It was previously in their interest to see prices higher and get global production up. So by restricting supply of rare earths, China actually forced the price up, which then encouraged a lot of investment in production. Once that investment in production is going, they can bring the price down, and it's in their interest to then import it because the price is cheaper.
Just a strange thing, Roger. I mean, the market's down. We know that, and it's drifted off its highs.
Mm.
Are you pleased about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we buy stocks like we buy groceries. You know, you walk into a supermarket and you see blueberries for sale, and they're not $9.99 a punnet; they're $1.99 a punnet. Or you can get, you know, 4 for $10 or 5 for $10 or whatever it is. You know, you buy the blueberries when they're cheap, and we do the same with stocks. We buy them when they're cheap.
And so, given that right now, are there any of those blueberries popping out a little cheaper than they have been?
Yeah, look, I think the Reject Shop looks cheap at the moment. That's not a bad one. There's a little company called Silver Chef, which provides financing to restaurants and cafes for their equipment. And that looks cheap as well. And then don't go out and buy these. You've got to go and seek personal professional advice.
Yeah.
But these are the things that we're looking at that we think are cheap. And we think retail is at a cyclical low and it's starting to recover.
The thing that I'm a little concerned about with the market at the moment is its volatility.
One
day it's down by 70 points to your Lloyds, the next time it's up by 70. It says that investors are at least nervous about the future direction of the market.
Well, we think that's fantastic because we see that as an opportunity. You can't get stocks cheap when everybody's looking, everyone's sort of in a cheery consensus. You want everybody to be panicked and scared. That's how you find value.
You are a man who is counterintuitive, no doubt. Panicked and scared is good times for Roger Montgomery, though not necessarily for you. I'm going to say that is the program for tonight. Roger Montgomery with us every Tuesday from Montgomery Asset Management, and he'll be back next Tuesday. That is the program. Steve Price and Andrew Bold up next, and we'll see you same time tomorrow right here on Money News.
TPG presents our unlimited bundle. Get unlimited ADSL 2 Plus with home phone line rental. Unlimited calls to local and standard national numbers. Unlimited calls to Australian mobile numbers. And unlimited calls to selected international countries. Plus a Wi-Fi modem. All for just $79.99 a month.
TPG.
24-month contract. Min charge 202971 includes upfront fees of $109.95. Available in selected areas. New residential customers only. See website for terms.
Look, this is a cook's paradise. Have you ever been to Peters of Kensington's cookware department? Well, if you haven't, you are missing out here because there's the knife wall with all the top brands as well as a spectacular range of knife block sets. On top of that, there's the Nespresso and DeLonghi coffee stations where you can taste the perfect espresso while consultants demonstrate the lattice machines to you. The huge range of KitchenAid mixers and a colourful range of Kenwood K-Mix appliances. And of course, the top names in cookware such as Scanpan, Le Creuset Anilon, Allclad, Jamie Oliver, Rachel Ray, and much, much more. Plus, remember, if you can't get into the store, visit the website, which is petersofkensington.com.au. Peters of Kensington, 57 Anzac Parade, Kensington. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?